Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. Is there a science behind humor? Peter McGraw, professor of marketing and psychology at the University of Colorado at Boulder, offers insights into what makes something funny.
What makes things humorous? The answer, benign violations. Something needs to threaten your sense of how things should be while also seeming safe, acceptable, or okay. Both babies and non-human primates, such as apes and monkeys, laugh when chased, tickled, or attacked in a safe and friendly way. As any slapstick comedian knows, physical threats like an assault with a banana cream pie similarly elicits laughter in adults. As humans evolved and developed culture, language, logic, and a sense of self, people experience threat and sometimes humorous reactions to a wider variety of situations. Thus, humor transcends physical gags to include violations related to social norms. Think fart jokes. Logic. Think absurdities. Communication norms. Think sarcasm. And identity. Think roasts. Of course, violations do not usually make people laugh. For a violation to be funny, it also needs to seem safe, acceptable, or okay. Many things make a violation benign. A playful state of mind, cues that a situation is safe or okay, feeling that a situation is far away, or low commitment to what is threatened. The theory also explains the two ways humor attempts can fail. Sometimes there's no violation. You can't tickle yourself because there's not a threat of attack. Other times there's nothing benign. You're not likely to laugh when tickled by a creepy stranger. Laughter only occurs when something is both wrong and okay.
That was Peter McGraw of the University of Colorado at Boulder. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own, giving all profits to charity and pursuing the common good for over 30 years. And from Mount Holyoke College, never fear change. Now on red carpets.